From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Within hours, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to announce his choice for Secretary of State, the key member of his cabinet. Multiple U.S. news organizations are reporting Trump has chosen ExxonMobil Chairman Rex Tillerson as his nominee for Secretary of State. But Tillerson's close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin could make his confirmation in the Senate difficult. Lawmakers are investigating charges that Russia interfered in last month's election to boost Trump's chances of winning the White House. President Barack Obama has requested a comprehensive review of the hacking allegations. Speaking on Comedy Central's Daily Show TV program, President Obama also shared what's ahead after leaving office next month.
It is important for me to recharge. I think it's important for me to reflect. It's important for me to get back in my wife's good graces and take a decent vacation and spend some time with her. And I'll do some writing and speaking. But what I have said is that I'll be paying attention. I'll be a citizen of this country that I love deeply.
President Barack Obama. The International Committee of the Red Cross warned on Tuesday thousands of Syrian civilians in the eastern part of Aleppo have literally nowhere safe to run and urged those involved in the fighting there to protect them. The appeal came as the forces of President Bashar al-Assad pressed an offensive to recapture the few remaining rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Portugal's Antonio Guterres has become the 9th UN Secretary General. He took the oath of office on Monday after beating out more than a dozen other candidates.
The UN must be ready to change. Our most serious shortcoming, and here I refer to the entire international community, is our inability to prevent crises. The United Nations was born from war. Today, we must be here for peace.
Guterres told member states that the United Nations needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. He said it must focus more on delivery and less on process, more on people and less on bureaucracy. Guterres takes over officially for outgoing UN Chief Ban Ki-moon on January 1st. West African leaders were traveled to Gambia Tuesday in an effort to persuade longtime President Yahya Jammeh to step down after his loss in the December 1st election. Hear now from a UN spokesman on the delegation expected in Gambia.
We are talking about President of Nigeria, President of Sierra Leone, former President of Ghana. I mean, this is a really high-level delegation from the region. There is no reason why the President shouldn't receive them.
Jammeh initially conceded defeat to election winner Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession late Friday, saying unacceptable errors were found by election officials. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, described the situation in Gambia as, in her words, a very dangerous moment for the country. Romania's left-leaning Social Democratic Party won the country's parliamentary elections with about 46% of the vote in both houses. Official results released Tuesday showed the center-right National Liberal Party in the second place with about 20%, followed by the Save Romania Union, a new party that campaigned with an anti-corruption platform. The exact makeup of parliament after Sunday's election is due to be announced later in the week. A host of celebrities joined the United Nations Children's Fund, better known as UNICEF, and celebrating 70 years of helping mothers and children around the world. Soccer star David Beckham was among the attendees at a star-studded event Monday night at the United Nations.
I love my children. I care about my children. My children are safe. They live in a safe place, in a safe house. They eat every day. They have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Children don't have that all around the world, and that's what we're trying to change. And UNICEF do so much great work on that. And to be the biggest children's organization in the world, it's something that's so special.
Beckham has worked with UNICEF for 15 years, the past 11, as a goodwill ambassador. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.